The aviation industry is one of the biggest employers across the sector, in different areas of the sector, hospitality, and also ground staff and other areas in South Africa. So it's fair to say that it's not a good idea for airlines to be standing, or for aeroplanes to be standing on the ground for too long. So joining me to discuss that, the impact of the COVID-19 lockdown so far, and also perhaps some of the short to medium term views on the industry, is the CEO of the Airline Association of Southern Africa, Chris Zwigenthal. Chris, thank you very much for joining us on this program. First of all, I think give us a general state of not only perhaps how the global situation has impacted South Africa, but where we are right now as it stands going into effectively the 11th or 12th day of this lockdown.
Well, firstly, let me say thank you, Gary, for the opportunity. And secondly, just to say we certainly understand and accept the extraordinary situation that we find ourselves in and the extraordinary measures taken by government to try and contain the COVID-19 outbreak. I think this is probably the most serious situation that we find ourselves probably in the history of aviation in terms of the impact on aviation. We are definitely facing a complete lockdown and a complete prohibition on all air transport into South Africa, and in fact many places around the region. We are now have gone from basically a revenue to zero overnight on the lockdown situation as it appears here, and obviously other states around will also do that. So we're facing a very severe liquidity crisis, because obviously the airlines, although they don't have some of their variable costs, they are still having to cover some of their fixed costs, which they can't get away from, such as aircraft, leasing costs, finance costs, etc. So a big, big problem. And we're just obviously waiting, as everybody is. The entire business environment is impacted, travel, tourism, and everything is impacted. And obviously, we're wanting to try and get ourselves back in the air as quickly as possible, and we wait for that. But until such time as we get given the go-ahead, it's going to be very difficult to say how we move forward.
Chris, could I ask, you know, and it's one of the things we were just debating, just sitting around in our newsroom, and lots of people have a different view, but are any airlines flying at the moment? Are smaller operators perhaps flying? And we know that cargo has been given the green light to move. But in terms of the aviation sector, are there still areas operational at the moment which might not necessarily be focused on moving people?
No, there's in the direct, except look, the directions from the Minister of Transport are such that air transport is being completely prohibited. Obviously, that was the initial one, and then there was a relaxation in the directions when we started hearing about all the people, the South Africans that were still stranded overseas, and also foreign nationals in South Africa. So they did relax the restrictions to enable repatriation flights to happen on both sides. So they're going through a very stringent process in terms of getting authorization, whether they be South African aircraft. And as you know, the South African Airways is doing some repatriation of South Africans back to South Africa, and also the foreign nationals. Other than repatriation, like transporting passengers, obviously in the goods and cargo side, you also, it's all through a very stringent authorization process whereby essential cargo is allowed to travel. And also in that vein, because you're wanting to try and speed up the process of getting cargo into the country, a further relaxation was allowed, which we were very much supported, to enable all cargo to come in and sorry, speed the clearing process up. So that's where that is at the moment, yeah.
Now, the aviation industry is not one of the low-cost industries in the country, certainly when it comes from a core investment perspective, very expensive to have completely halted. What are the kinds of talks? And I know there is, on Tuesday of this week, there is this international conference, a teleconference with airlines across the world and across the globe, talking about impacts, etc., and sharing not only perhaps experiences, but also expertise. But from a stakeholder's perspective, certainly there must be massive talks going on regarding things like you were mentioning, insurance, and perhaps also workforces, and then the medium to, or at least the medium term impact on no revenue, from revenue to zero?
Yes, Gary, I think what we can say, and I think IATA stated that worldwide they're expecting to lose $252 billion worldwide in terms of loss of revenue. And in Africa, it's about $4 billion, and it's in terms of South Africa, we're talking about $2.29 billion, about 40 to 45 million rand, depending on the exchange rate, because which that seems to be varying quite significantly. So we have a huge problem in terms of that area. From a perspective of the airlines, they are trying to find ways to keep themselves afloat and to pay the bills that they need to bill. We are getting involved and have approached already government with a number of approaches and submissions to try and look at the process in the way in which they're looking at other sectors to try and assist the airline industry to stay afloat. And those discussions are currently ongoing with government and with a number of our service providers, which we've approached also from an international perspective through IATA and the Board of Airline Representatives as well. So we're working together on that aspect. We're also looking at additional measures to look at what is happening within South Africa, with the South African airlines themselves, and that is an approach that we're probably expecting to take in the next couple of days.
And from the airline sector itself and internal stakeholders in South Africa, perhaps when you look at some of the costs of credit, insurance costs, leases, etc., is the aviation industry following suit as far as other sectors are concerned, like the retail sector, where discussions between landlords, different stakeholders from a cost perspective, to try and at least minimize the impact of saving some costs and kicking a few cans down the line that just about every sector is doing in the country at the moment?
Yes, I can assure you that from each individual airline's perspective, they're doing that on their own in terms of talking to their banks and their insurance people, creditors. We're obviously also looking at a way in which we probably get even some blanket relief for certain of those costs and from an association perspective for the industry. I think it's critical. I mean, we know that the staffing levels are under threat here. They've got to preserve cash. And in fact, on the internal stakeholder perspective, which you mentioned as well, that some airlines have had to take the decision to put staff on leave, and obviously also on unpaid leave, and those sort of arrangements are being made. But again, it's an important thing. I mean, we all obviously believe that we're going to come out of this, and we've got to be readily resourced to be able to pick up the pieces and obviously start effectively from a zero base and start to build up your market again, because as you probably know, there's no forward bookings taking place, particularly on the passenger side, and obviously there's no way of actually start determining when you can start marketing your flights until such time as you know when lockdown is going to be ended and when you can start opening your reservation systems.
Chris, looking forward, a couple of sectors have indicated that should the lockdown be lifted, and again, there could be an extension as there's already been suggested, but should the lockdown be lifted, the aviation industry, is it in the position, unlike the mining industry, which said you can't just start a mine and get everything up and running and within 24 hours everyone is happy and producing minerals or resources for that matter. The aviation industry, how quickly can it perhaps build capacity again and get back into the flow? You're talking about future bookings. Obviously, that would take some time and for confidence to return to some aviation players anyway, which had some predetermined conditions, one can say. But in terms of the aviation industry, how quickly can it respond to a restoration of the status quo?
I think it could be able to respond fairly quickly, except for the fact that I don't believe that you would have a full activation of the entire fleet and all services at the start of that operation. Obviously, where you start to see that you have got very good routes, you would try and probably put your aircraft back onto those routes and try and solicit interest and from the passengers. Again, as you said, you're not sure. One of the big things is to look at the confidence of the public to be able to go back, and whether. You know, there's a lot of talk being spoken, a lot of talk around whether the model of aviation is going to change in a way, because people want to get back on board and obviously be close to each other. And I think that's obviously something that the industry has to work on in terms of giving confidence that being on an aircraft flight on a flight is actually fairly safe, and the risk of transmission is a lot less. But you would only get back into the air once we've got the go ahead to lift the lockdown, and then I think we could move quite quickly. But again, it would be a gradual reintroduction.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there. Chris Wagenthal, the CEO of AASA, thanks very much for joining us on COVID-19 Business Watch.